You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Insurance regulator IRDAI will roll out the first phase of a pilot for the risk-based supervision framework for the insurance sector in India from July. In order to promote a principle-based regulatory regime, foster ease of doing business and encourage proactive risk identification and management, IRDAI has been working towards developing and implementing the RBS framework. RBS is a shift towards adopting global best practices for supervision, which focuses on proportionality, materiality, and relies on holistic analysis of the activities of regulated entity from risk perspective. In order to ensure robust development and smooth implementation of RBS, IRDAI has been engaging with various stakeholders over the past few months. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India said in its latest financial stability report that notwithstanding signs of potential stress, the prevalence of retail loans does not pose a risk to the banking system. The central bank's comments come at a time when lenders have been looking to increase their unsecured retail mix in a bid to boost their margins. In fact, retail loans have at a compound annual growth rate of nearly 25% in the last 2 years, as they account for one-third of gross loans and advances of the banking system. As on March 31st, the composition of unsecured retail loans has risen to 25.2% of the overall retail loan portfolio of lenders from 22.9% earlier. Over to industry. Tata Chemicals has earmarked a capex of Rs 8,000 crore over the 3 years as the world's third largest soda ash maker embarks on an expansion spree that includes scaling businesses sustainably. Chairman N. Chandrasekaran at the company's AGM held virtually on Monday said that they intend to invest about Rs 8,000 crore over the next 2 to 3 years as capex. Addressing shareholders, Chandrasekaran said the company will increase its soda ash capacity by another 1 million ton, taking its total global capacity to 5.3 MT. The company's 380 kiloton of salt capacity addition in the UK and Mithapur in India would increase its global capacity to 2.3 MT and that in India to 1.8 MT. Moving on, Tata Consultancy Services has banned 6 employees and 6 staffing firms while 3 more employees are under scanner after whistleblowers blew the lid off a bribe for job scam. However, the Tata Group company is unable to quantify the favors the employees got. TCS Chairman N. Chandrasekaran told shareholders at the company's annual general meeting that they found 6 employees who did not follow the ethical conduct, and while they cannot quantify what favors they got, they suddenly behaved in a way that favored certain firms. So they have banned 6 such employees and 6 business associate companies. Investigation is pending on 3 more employees. In another development, according to data by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, India's second largest telecom operator, Bharti Airtel, in April, added 76,328 mobile users, its lowest monthly addition in 5 years. Meanwhile, Reliance Jio added over 3 million wireless users in the month, largely due to subscriber loss by Vodafone Idea. According to analysts, the reason for the lowest addition of users by Airtel can be attributed to SIM consolidation by subscribers at lower level, owing to an increase in base level tariff hikes by the company. After increasing the base level tariffs in 2 circles by 57% to Rs 155 from Rs 99, the company extended the tariff hikes to all 22 circles in March. Now, latest from the tech world. Google is all set to discontinue Google Play Movies and TV after more than 10 years of service, as the Android TV app will be replaced with a new shop button. In order to rent or buy movies and TV series and add them to your library, Google Play Movies and TV was originally introduced in 2011. A new shop tab will be added to the home screen with the upgrade, supporting the user's current library of movies downloaded from YouTube, Google TV, and Play Movies. Similar to Google TV's library tab, it functions similarly. Google has asserted that this feature will be supported in 24 countries and will roll out over the next few weeks. Lastly, Adani Airports Holdings, the country's second largest airport operator, has evinced interest in hiking its stake in the Mumbai International Airport from the current 74%. The balance 26% is held by the Airports Authority of India. The Adani Group had acquired the majority stake in the airport from the GVK Group in August 2020. The Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, controlled by MIAL, is the country's second largest airport, behind Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport. A statement in the segmental analysis of the airport's business in the annual report of Adani Enterprises stated that AAHL is keen on bidding for all airports and will look to acquire a minority stake of the government in the Mumbai airport. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.